Also a good thing when we get to talk football with our good buddy Jeff Fry from a Cutting Edge Gallery of Jewelry. It is Weekend Gems, the part of the show where we talk about what's going on with the Vikings and when they're playing games, the Bison. That's not happening right now, of course. But we got some Vikings football to talk about. At least we got the prospect of a game to talk about. Vikings were off last week. Hey, they didn't lose last weekend, guys.
That's the good news. Yeah.
That's the good news. Yeah.
But the bad news, they're playing the Packers this week.
The bad news is they're going to lose this week. They're going to be in Green Bay taking on Aaron Rodgers and the Pack. Vikings at 1-5. Packers at 5-1 in this one. And so we bring our good buddy Jeff Fry from Cutting Edge Gallery of Jewelry into the conversation. Good morning, Sir Fry. How are we?
I'm doing very well. And now Atlanta won the game last night, right?
Yep.
They did, yes.
Beat Carolina, yep.
Good. So now they got two wins. We're eliminating teams between the Vikings and the number one pick here.
Yes, we are. So, things are looking a little better. Right now, the only other team that has one win is the New York Giants. They are one win and six losses. So statistically, there's one team worse than the Vikings in the NFC right now.
Well, and then we also got the Jets. You know, they're a goose egg. Jets have got to win a couple games, you know, because they won't take a quarterback. But if they had the first-round pick, they would trade it to somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our favorite buddy, Trevor Lawrence, has now got coronavirus.
Yep.
What can you say? This is such a year, it's insane.
Yeah, he's just got the sniffles, though. He said mild symptoms, but tested positive. And he said he's been feeling actually pretty good, but he's going to have to be out here for 10 days. That's how they do it in the SEC. In the Big Ten, it's like 3 years. He got to sit out. But the SEC is like, we play football down here, boy. So they're going to get him back in about a week and a half. The Bengals, by the way, also in the AFC have just one win. So the Texans and the Jaguars also one win. So there are a bunch of teams that the Vikings are kind of quote-unquote tied with for the worst record in the NFL. Hey, let's be honest, though. Vikings have got some tough games coming up, but they've got a few where they will win. They've got too much talent to continue to play this badly and keep finding ways to lose. So I don't know. I feel like, Jeff, by the time it's all said and done, the Vikings are not going to be the worst record. They're going to have, like, the fifth or sixth worst record, and they won't be in line for Trevor Lawrence. But Trey Lance or maybe the kid out of Ohio State, Justin Fields, those could be quarterback candidates for the Vikings.
Well, and don't forget, hey, listen, if you guys haven't watched this guy, you got to look at the quarterback from BYU. This kid looks like Trevor Lawrence from a year ago. He is amazing. He can run the ball. He can pass. Listen, this guy is unbelievable, and he's accurate. He's 6-0. You know, you get the chance, you need to tune in to BYU. He is good. I'm sorry, Trevor Lawrence, that you, Lance, I'm sorry that he didn't get to play this year. It's not his fault, but a lot of these other guys are going to leapfrog in front of him because just the opportunity to play.
He did play either. He didn't have a great game against Central Arkansas.
No, he didn't. In fact, that was his worst game that he's ever played.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, he would probably never play like that again. And the fact that it was a one-game thing, and, you know, he probably had a dozen things on his mind other than that game. So it was obvious that, you know, they weren't sharp, but they did eke out a win. I highly doubt we're going to see spring football. You know, I know people are talking about it, but I highly doubt that's going to happen. I think that, I just don't see the NCAA giving them the green light to do that because I think the injuries would be too ridiculous trying to play in some of these northern environments where they don't have indoor stadiums. I mean, the elements are going to be very harsh, and I don't know that kids can play an 8-game season in the spring and then go right into a 12-game season in the fall.
Right.
You know, I think it's asking too much.
So a quick note. You were talking about the Zach Wilson, this kid out of BYU, Jeff, and Vikings Wire has an interesting kind of the same kind of take on that. You know, while everybody's looking at Trevor Lawrence and at Justin Fields, He's going, hey, look at this Wilson kid over here at BYU. He's saying he may be a good fit.
He's completing 78.3% of his passes for 1,928 yards and 16 touchdowns. His BYU team is 6-0 and ranked number 11 in the country. See, that's what you get with Jeff. He'll bring those little nuggets in. You're like, who is this guy? And you look at it and you say, this guy's pretty good. So maybe Jeff is on to something.
This guy is really good, but not only that, you watch him. He's got his poise about him. I mean, he is a mature football player. He is well coached. Obviously, I think his dad is a coach, so, you know, the game is in his genes. Mm. It's in his genetics. Okay. And, you know, he's going to be a good player in the NFL. He'd look awful good in purple, too.
Yes,
and if the Vikings,
sure,
and I think I agree with you, they're going to be they're probably going to be a 3-13 team, to be honest.
Yep.
And that is not going to get you the number one pick.
No.
But it could get you somebody like this.
Yeah, absolutely. You might be picking fifth or sixth. And, you know, like you said, some of those teams, Cincinnati, they've got their quarterback. They don't need to pick a guy. Jacksonville might. I mean, Gardner Minshew is there, but he's just okay. The Giants, they've got their guy, Daniel Jones. I don't think they're going to move on from him. So I think there's a pretty realistic shot that if the Vikings could get in the top five or six, they'd probably get one of the top two or three quarterbacks anyway.
I agree. And that's what we need. I mean, even if we got to put up with Cousins for another year, we need to get somebody young in there behind him that's got potential, you know. And let's be real. The Vikings are retooling. Like I said before, they're the third youngest team in the NFL, and they are retooling. And I just don't know how much patience the Wolves are going to have with Zim, though. So unless they've got a master plan that, you know, they're not talking about, I think we'll see a coaching change, too.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right about that. So the Vikings are 6.5-point underdogs going to Green Bay. I like that number. As one to play, I think Green Bay covers that 6.5 pretty easily this week. They're at home. They've got Aaron Jones, their star running back, is hurt, but they've got a couple guys that can fill in well. And the Vikings' defensive backfield is horrid. They now don't have Yannick Ngakoue on the edge. They will have no pass rush against a very good Green Bay offensive line. And the one thing the Vikings can do is throw the ball down the field. But Jaire Alexander, their young cornerback for Green Bay, he's quickly becoming maybe the best cornerback in the NFL, one of the top two or three. Green Bay is putting a lot of things together. They have a very good team, and if they show up to play, Jeff, I think this one could get ugly for the Vikes.
Well, I'm not putting a whole lot of faith into it. You know, if the Vikings can keep it close and keep it within the 6.5 points, I'm going to call that a win, you know. Zim, you know, will play. He'll have his team ready, and they're going to play hard. I just don't think they got enough horses right now. And I don't know what the status on Dalvin Cook is.
Yeah, they say he's going to play. Yeah, they say he's going to play.
But if he's not, you know, 99%, I wouldn't even waste it. I'd get him hurt again.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Well, you'll never get hurt when you go over to Cutting Edge Gallery of Jewelry when you're taking a look at buying that perfect gift for somebody that you care about. Jeff, I know you extended your big September sale into October, and I just happen to know that you guys are making deals over there all the time. What are the big talkers over there in that beautiful showroom of yours?
You know, diamond engagement rings have been red hot. We've been selling lots of them. These young guys are coming in from the farms and stuff, and they're going, you know, I've been listening to you for years on the radio, so I'm here. And they, you know, when you can save, you know, $1,000, $1,500 on an engagement ring, that gives you the opportunity to either get a bigger stone, a better stone, or just save some money. And what we've been doing is packaging up deals. You're going to save the money on the diamond. We package it up with the mounting, give you a discount on the mounting, and at a Cutting Edge, all the work is done right in the shop. So sizing is included in the price. Stone setting is included in the price. Everything comes with two appraisals. That's included in the price. All the side diamonds are warranted or guaranteed for the life of the ring. That's included in the price. You know, we do it right. And she gets a lifetime of cleaning, refinishing, never a charge. So not only do we sell the best, we take care of it for you. And guys, you know when she's happy and she goes in, gets her ring clean, she's got a smile from ear to ear, you can feel good about it too, because you got the best for your money. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about.
That's what it's all about.
You know, well, and we have probably one of the best staff in the jewelry business. They're very, very educated in this industry. We take the time to teach you how to look at stones, how to grade them, so that you can feel comfortable about making a good decision. That's what makes it happen at a cutting edge. And you can drive right up, park by the front door, and I guarantee you there is not one piece in that store that's not going to put a smile on somebody's face.
Oh, that's 100% right. Alex and I have been over there.
Oh, I love it.
And it's really cool. It's a really cool place. They'd set it up so well.
The selection is unbelievable.
And the selection is absolutely crazy. And like Jeff said, you know what? You got a little mud on your boots from the farm? That's okay. Come on over. That's no big deal. They would love to show you around. If you've never bought jewelry ever before in your life, they would love to show you around and do it right. You've probably been somewhere where you felt like someone was trying to cram something down your throat, and they showed you something that was five times more expensive than you could afford because some guy wanted to make a commission on it. You're not going to get that at Jeff's place. They take their time. They'll let you literally walk around there for hours. You take your time, do what you need to do. They're very patient over there at Cutting Edge. So they know how to do it exactly right. So, Jeff, I hope you have a busy showroom full of people over there like you do most weekends, and hope people get exactly what they're looking for when they come to visit you, as they always do. They're at 4507 33rd Avenue South in Fargo, and it's Cutting Edge Gallery of Jewelry. You can find them online, too, at acuttingedgejewelry.com. Jeff, always great to visit with you, my friend. Have a great weekend and enjoy the game.
Absolutely, you guys. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Yes. You get treats, not tricks.
There you go. Well, the Vikings might give us some tricks, but never tricks over at Cutting Edge. Thanks, Jeff. Take care.